He took Peter by the shoulders and nudged him onto the mattress. Soon Peter felt the man on top of him, starting slowly and tenderly at first before losing himself, his hips grinding, his hands searching, his lips locked with Peter's own. Seconds later, it seemed, their clothes were off, and as they wrestled in the skylight's glow, working off the excruciating tension of the past couple of hours, Peter imagined himself lying sprawled on a huge white canvas, the color splashing all around him, gobs and slashes of rose, orange, purple, yellow, blue. The man's skin was soft, his muscles hard, his nakedness breathtaking, and the look on his face, his eyes and mouth open, his shiny teeth bared, like nothing Peter had ever before seen on a man. On the wall next to the bed hung a print of Andy Warhol's Carell, a handsome black-haired young man tracing his boyfriend's ear with a scarlet-painted tongue. He stole glances at the poster while the man worked him with both passion and respect, another first, and he found himself letting the man, urging the man, welcoming the man, to do more and more. Eventually, the man coaxed himself inside Peter, his face in Peter's neck, breathing hard, kissing him softly, telling him how wonderful it felt to be with him. And the colors seemed to wash over them both, blue, pink, green, orange, spinning and spinning, faster and faster, the colors merging into a blazing, blinding white. And then the white exploded, the colors quivered like sparks, and then the sparks faded, dissolved into blackness. I'm Chris Deliani, and I've been reading from my novel, You Are Here, copyright 2012.